When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome, everyone, to Escaped Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi, friends. The boys are back in town. We're here.
90 Day Fiancé, take a fucking note. Take a note. That's how you do a premiere, bitches.
Come on.
That is how reality TV is done. That is the way, baby. Fuck you, 90 Day Fiancé. Fuck you, Libby. Fuck you, Andre. That is the real deal.
Way to
sticking
do
your
it.
Dick in a fake fucking pussy and throwing it in the dishwasher. That is reality.
Oh, God. I have to say, if I have a hat, I am taking it off and I am waving it at
it was
the
brilliant.
WWE TV.
WWE TV, baby. It was brilliant.
Producers, casting agents, you've done it again.
They're multiplying.
What a beautiful cast. What a beautiful sight. We've got a Nicole with two L's. We've got an old man.
Oh, I didn't
man
catch that. Nice. A Nicole.
On death's door. We have that psycho.
Stan the man with a dick for Viagra. Come on, daddy. See you later, Tyler. You can die today because I'm going to go find my Stan.
The psychopath Courtney, the probation officer. Or, I mean, corrections officer. I mean, come on. So good.
The poor, sad little boy. Oh, my God. Who do we begin with?
Okay. All right. We're going to get into it. First, before we do, we're thrilled. We dropped a bonus episode on The Housewife and the Hustler, which is the Hulu special on Erica Jane over on Patreon.
I thought you were going to say, which is a hoot. I say that sometimes.
And we are also covered Extreme Sisters and Seeking Sister Wife over there, but we're also going to be dropping a Jersey Shore check-in, some more questions, more fun stuff coming your way on Patreon. So if you're inclined, we have three tiers. Check it out. patreon.com/escapedrealitypodcast. Also, check out Justine's freaking TikTok of her dressed like Chevelle. Escaped Reality Podcast on Instagram has the link. She's wearing Chevelle's colorful jumpsuit from last season. Her husband enjoys it. So do we. Check that out. It's great. Sterling loved it. He made me play it like 10 times in a row and then he listened to that song, but I still can't get over. To me, it's the little hitch that you do. Like you hit that extra beat.
I can't believe it.
You go right into the song. It was just
Oh my God.
Giving me so much joy.
I don't know how that happened.
It's great.
It really did. It'll stay up. I won't delete it. It's shame.
No, do not. It's beautiful.
No.
It's given
it
me
is,
a good
it happened just right on the fly. And
okay. This would be more. We're also dropping a TikTok episode on our Patreon. I don't use TikTok at all. But I have a question for you just generally. If you find a video funny, how many or like entertaining, how many times are you watching it in a row?
It can vary from 3 to in a days of 20 times.
Wow. 20 times.
Or I forget and I have to do something and I set my phone down and it's just playing the sound over and over in my headphones.
Because somebody sent a funny video in another group chat with like my friend DJ, who you know, and he was saying he'll watch a video 100 times, and I was like, 100?
He needs to get a fucking life. 100 times is too much,
right? Unless I thought the same thing.
What is he watching 100 times?
I don't know.
I need to know what video he's watching 100.
I should
times.
Ask him. Send me the last one you watched 100 times.
Holy shit! I don't think I've ever watched something 100 times.
No,
have you?
No, I'm like
That's
3.
Extreme.
Maybe 4. Dorian can watch things on repeat back
I think that's more realistic. I mean, 20 is a little intense.
Yeah.
Crazy. 100 DJs got to be tested and taken away.
All right. Let's get into it.
Hold. Okay. Everybody subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to be having our live there. Everything is crazy. But that's how you're going to be notified for our live. So just join it. And the more people we get, the better.
Hop on.
Google Escape to Reality Podcast. Wish I could tell you our name right now, but
if you've never joined a live show of ours, settle in for a treat. They can get wild, but it's fun. So keep your eye out.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, baby. All right.
We won't be having any orifices or any fingers or penises in a pocket pussy, as somebody referenced it on Twitter.
Yeah, let's start there with Deontay and Nicole with two L's. Okay.
Deontay. Thought he was normal.
No. I definitely, from the second I saw him, I was like, oh, something's off. I think he has that like dazed and confused look, like where he's just somebody who looks like he can be taken for a ride at any time and has, obviously.
He was a Marine.
A Marine.
Fighting for our country. How do you survive?
How does someone do the exact same thing back to back? Like when his mom was like, well, you know, he's coming off that other relationship. And then it's literally she took him for 30 grand. Same shit. Then he just hops in with Nicole.
And they call. How many women out there are calling themselves Barbie? Yeah, I guess a lot. That's a red flag of all red flags.
No shit.
I wanted to burn Barbie. I'm not a Barbie gal.
No,
well, I was more of like a build a fort outside type of situation. I don't remember playing with Barbies as a kid.
Yeah, I was into Barbies at one point. I mean, but not like obsessed.
Or I was a pervert, like having Ken fuck Barbie at a very young age.
Oh god. But
maybe if I would have had a sibling.
That's a perfect segue to the Fleshlight. Okay, listen. Sister. So the person who came at me on Twitter for saying what's creepier, him, the Fleshlight, or the bear, and they were like, what? People, women have dildos. People can't have sexual toys. It's like, listen.
No, this is next level. Sorry.
That's not the point. The point is he's caressing it like it's his friend and saying the holes used to be smaller and like literally like had an emotional relationship with it. That was not somebody with a vibrator. Stop it.
He's holding it up like it's Michael Phelps's gold medal and he puts it in the fucking dishwasher. He's a disgusting creature of this planet.
Your
and
tweet killed me.
That's too much. Oh my god, I can't imagine. Yeah, I'd never eat at anybody's house. I mean, you really can't. You don't know what people do.
No, you don't.
It is gross. Even at restaurants, you can't think about anything.
You really cannot
think of how many people ate that fork. I was in that hotel sleeping thinking, god, what did somebody do? What if they had like sores all over their back and then their blood seeped into the, and their only thing that's keeping me from touching those, that sore blood is a thin sheet, you know, that was barely washed.
1500s, people are like in bed with bed sores.
You don't know. People have a lot of shit going on.
Oh god.
But I knew that I thought he was okay until the, once he pulled out the vagina, I was like, oh my god, of course. I love the show. I thought, like, oh my god.
I loved his friend Derek. Love that when he shows the iPhone and then he's like, oh, so you brought yourself a white girl. Okay. Okay. I get it now. That was hilarious.
He bought her iPhone, AirPods, a pink sweatshirt from Victoria's Secret. There's a red flag too.
Yes.
I know my voice. I'm like going through puberty.
$1,000 cash. What did she win? A prize? I loved the friend there. Oh. He was just fantastic. Oh, this is
great.
She gets $1,000 just for having a couple conversations with you.
Yeah, she held your conversation for 1 year. That was a good point. Man, he seems so normal. And somebody said that she's gonna go end up with him. He was charismatic.
Yeah, he was
like him.
Again, the friends on Love After Lockup are one of the great hidden gems of the show. Oh, I loved the tiny chick's friends. They were hilarious too.
Oh, like, yes.
I love tiny. A good friend.
Yeah, her name is Tiny. And Deontay, I make $24 an hour. Congratulations.
Listen.
Thank you, Derek.
Red flags to me were his car looked a little beat up. Like, dented in and not on its way to be repaired. Looked like maybe a spare tire or missing hubcap. He shouldn't be spending money like this on this chip.
Oh, God, no. $20,000 to $30,000.
When he was like, it's been some grands, 20 to 30 grand.
God, his mom should smack him across the face. I loved his brother too. Like, that's the same thing.
It's the exact same.
I had a girlfriend named Chelsea who was white with blonde hair, big boobs, called Barbie. Doesn't mean it's the same thing.
Kind of does. Here's the thing. How do you stop someone like this? Like, the mom is sitting here like, my son is a dumbass.
How does this happen?
And what do you do? You know, an adult, they're fucked.
I never set an age for wanting to be married. And this guy says he wants to be married at 28.
Yeah. That was a weird, precise age. Felt very like something, unfortunately, like, you know, not to be gender specific. Sounds like something a woman would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was weird.
She's in for robbery. Well, she's committing a robbery.
Okay. So here are the ones I give a pass on, like, minor drug offenses. Actually, a lot of drug stuff, I'll give you a pass.
Yeah.
When you're like aggravated assault, robbery,
home invasion. Home invasion scares the fuck out of me.
Yes. Home invasion and robbery, and you're a woman, I'm terrified, because you know who you are? You're Lindsay.
Yes.
You're unstable.
Who I keep messaging to come on our podcast. There's a special thing, though. Even robbing a store to me seems less concerning than going into someone's home.
I agree.
I don't know why. It's scary. Same.
No, because you're in someone's personal space, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, is it a random, or is it usually, do they follow you around? Do they see what's going on, or do they know you?
Would you know if you were being followed? I think I've asked you this before.
I hope so. I don't know. It would depend on the day, I guess.
I know. Am I alert today?
I really don't know.
I know. I agree.
The him saying that the holes were smaller and putting that in the dishwasher. I mean, that's just one of the best scenes of reality. He's in there doing that, and there's people in his house watching him, and he still does that.
I know. Why
doesn't even think like maybe I shouldn't have done it.
Right.
Oh, now he peeks out the window before his friend walks in, out the blinds, and it seemed like when his friend said hello, it was done over again because he's mic'd up.
Yeah,
is he acting when he's looking out the window? Not saying that this is all staged at all, but I just thought about that. It was it was kind of erratic. I don't know.
God.
It's a weird thing to think about.
It'd be fun to watch.
Oh yeah, it is great.
Can't wait.
And Tyler messaged me. He's like, "What is that thing that's in the dishwasher?" And I told him. He's like, "Oh my god." If I saw that, I wouldn't date someone after that. I understand that men have to get off, but use your fucking hand. Stick your dick in a dark hole. Stick it in an empty toilet paper
issue
hole.
Was like he had a relationship. Like he. That those
he's petting it
him and that thing have gone through things together.
He had a name for it.
Yes,
he named that thing like Wilson. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Creepy.
Nicole Jr. I don't give a fuck. I don't know that if I found out Tyler ever stuck his dick in a piece of plastic like that, I couldn't go back. I'd have to leave and the kids and I would
line,
be gone.
Huh?
That's insanity.
The kids and you are gone.
That's insanity. I mean, I guess it's not, but that just shows how horny men are.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
But I guess women stick a penis in there.
Right.
It's just different. It's just different. I don't know why. Because a man can completely get off with just his dirty little scabbed up hand.
Well, so can a woman, technically.
I know, but it's different.
Okay.
I don't know.
Double standard.
They
got to
keep that
a deep
secret. They got to keep that a deep secret. I don't know.
You listening, Tyler? Hide that shit.
He better not have a fucking pocket pussy.
Oh,
or a fleshlight, even worse.
Here's your next fight.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be accusing him of having one. He's like, I've never even seen it.
Oh,
God.
No, he's a masturbator. But a fleshlight is the top tier creepy.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
But this little thing is like a little troll.
top tier creepy to me is the full body. Yes.
Yeah, right, right.
That's top tier.
Right.
Yeah. This is like, this is step one on your way to the doll.
But it's little. Imagine watching him do that with that thing. I mean, it's next level. You can't say it. So a dildo is different. I'm sorry.
I agree.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Arr, like getting aggressive and then throwing that thing in the dishwasher when it's internal. Probably mold growing in there. You need to use a bottle
brush.
It's so
ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that's disgusting. And he's coming inside that thing. Oh. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. Does Derek know about this? Derek's not home using it.
Really paint an image for all of us, I would say. So for someone who can't imagine.
Derek does not seem like he's doing that, right?
Derek.
The friend?
Oh, no.
He's a masturbator.
Yeah. I've never looked at someone and been like, you know what they're doing, using a fleshlight. Actually.
Now I can.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Colt used that from 90 Day Fiancé.
Totally.
And Debbie would clean it for him.
All right, let's move to Brittany and Ray.
Brittany's kind of the one that didn't give us much to talk about.
Okay, Brittany and Ray. Yes. Okay.
Sorry, everybody. We're still getting our sea legs here.
She was the one that's shopping for the blue dress. She wants to be sexy. That one. Okay.
Her parents raised her to be a good girl, not marry prisoner.
Okay, this is what blows my mind. He has Instagram. He's in the DMs in jail, just like hitting up people. And then it's like, I'm a little locked down right now. What kind of jail is this? Phones?
It sounds like a vacation.
Seriously.
Instagram and anywhere can keep you busy.
Right. Instagram and jail. Time flies.
It is crazy. You're hitting bitches up. He doesn't need a flat. He doesn't need a pocket pee.
No, not at all. Just in the DMs.
He's got the side of the bed and the wall.
This one, I don't know. I'm not into it. I just we haven't gotten enough yet to know whether it's gonna
be. We'll
see. Right. No fleshlight.
So he's in possession of narcotics with intent to distribute. 4 years in the slammer.
Right.
What do they say? He's like little baggies.
Yeah, pretty much. That's or a scale. Intent. It's essentially you have to have like some kind of products that appears that you're
trying to picture who her man was. Is he black or white or what did he look like?
Black. Okay. He kind of light skinned. I don't remember exactly.
I'm getting him mixed up with the aggressive guy that has the son.
Doug.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same.
I'm getting them mixed up. Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's talk Rachel and Doug.
Can't believe how small she is and how big he is.
So
she couldn't even jump and touch the top of his head.
When I tell you I was fucking dying when she was like, you know, I just saw him and he like had a mysterious look. And then the producer started flashing all his mugshots where he looks like completely fucking drugged up. Hilarious. Oh. So he's been in jail for 17 years. He had a kid somewhere in between, like came in and out or something.
Was it 17? Okay. Yeah.
Or maybe since he was 17.
11 or I thought.
Okay,
down,
so maybe he's been locked up from since he was 17. On
and he's
and
got
off.
This crackhead, right? Yeah, he did do the deed at 17. I remember her saying that.
Okay,
and God, that poor little boy.
That's the part, man. The kid, you can tell. He didn't want to have that conversation. He knew, like, he just felt, you could just feel that he wanted to get out of that and he was going to say anything to, like, make it stop. And, like, imagine you're living with some random, you don't even know, and she's mommy. It's terrible.
She's
going to
adopt him. And that's the only choice he has. And the mom's cracked out. And he goes, I'm going to punch him in the stomach for being a douche and not wanting to take care of his kid.
And not taking care of his kid. It's terrible.
Then give him a hug.
And even when Dougie
was... I could
was,
just barf right now thinking about that.
Oh, when Doug was on the phone with Rachel. Like,
I know.
Like, you're fucking babying him.
He's
going to
hit him.
Pussy. Yeah, he's a terrible person, obviously.
He's going to just turn this poor little boy into a nightmare like him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 100%. He has no compassion. Treating him like shit. You could tell the son's like nervous. He doesn't want to like...
Yeah.
He doesn't want to deal with it, you know? Sad.
Oh my God, I feel so bad for the little boy.
Me too.
He's gonna
hate when there's
maybe
kids
he'll
involved
grow up to be like a maybe he'll win championships in Vegas playing video games or something.
The way he was clicking those fingers, like crazy. Like, it becomes, this is the, like, the video game shit that terrifies me, is the, like, becomes part of your hands, you know? You're not even thinking, crazy. And you're just, like, oh, clicking, yeah, shit. It's wild.
Oh, it's next level.
God.
Yeah, it's, oh,
so
really
he was the home invasion one.
Yes.
Okay, yep, see, sketch.
So who is the guy that was there? Just a friend or family?
Friend. Those are the two.
Their
friends.
Eyes opening like wide as they're talking. So she's had three prisoners when she goes, this is the final, this is the right prisoner or whatever she said.
She also was like, you know, they're like, so are you concerned about like his legal issues? She's like, everybody has a past. It's like, yeah, everybody has a past. Not everybody's like home invasion past. What are we talking about?
I guess he's the cutoff. I would take the pocket pee over this. He's aggressive.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, he's grumpy or he's crabby.
And she was like, I like abusive. It. Yeah. She thinks it's cute. That shit's not cute when he's not in jail.
No.
There's not a freaking wall between you. Tell me if it's cute then.
He's going to be hitting her.
Yeah. I don't like
him. And
he's
so big.
Yeah.
And then they're married. Why are you marrying this lunatic?
You notice she said they had sex even though they weren't allowed a conjugal visit.
Hand job. Yeah. She gave him a hand job.
Oh, just a hand job, not a full
sexual.
Yeah.
Okay. And she wants to know how she said they didn't have sex, but she gave him a hand job and she wasn't going to say how. Probably like wedding crashers.
Yeah. Under the
funniest
table.
Scene of my life. But I still laugh so hard when that scene comes on.
Great movie.
It is such a.
Oh, how about her with the bologna? You get out of jail and you want more bologna? Where'd
That's
she buy
disgusting.
That? Costco?
I don't know. That's even beyond Costco.
Like a kitchen warehouse?
Where that's like a restaurant. Buy? That's like
Restaurant Depot or something.
Yeah. Or a high school. It looks disgusting. You couldn't pay me to eat that shit.
Oh, no. No way.
Oh, God. I'd rather eat it, Deontay's. That is disgusting. Her house looked at least like a normal house for that little boy to live in. But
yes.
She's telling him he doesn't want to get out of the room. Well, fuck him. Go baby him. And he hasn't even seen him and he has no remorse. Imagine when he sees him.
Right. That's the thing. Terrible.
And God, it's so upsetting.
You could sense from the kid that he knows that's what's coming. You know? Like,
yeah.
He knows his dad. He doesn't want to fucking deal with it. Oh. Terrible.
And where's the mom?
Drugs. Ugh.
Oh, my God. And she just wants a guy to whip her around and fuck her, and an accountant's just not going to cut it.
You notice, like, they are all very, like, have these extreme sexual, like, links
fantasy
to the prisoners.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, it's always, like, they're just waiting to get rammed by a prisoner. It's like, what's going on?
And they all like a bad boy.
Yes.
Yeah, a bad boy until they really fuck your life up.
Yeah. Like, I don't find... not an ounce of that is appealing to me at all. Like, what is that? That turns people on. I don't know.
A firearms drive-by, and she like was smiling when she said drive-by.
Right.
A drive-by is like the most intense thing you could possibly do.
Psychotic.
And I forget about Deontay. That teddy bear was wild too. Thank God you brought that up. My God.
I was assuming that's a gift for her, right?
Oh. Nobody wants a teddy bear. Nobody needs a teddy bear. There's nowhere for a teddy bear to go except end up on the floor.
It's the worst.
It's even the worst. Kid, they do
even
not need
kid.
One ever.
No,
burn them don't. All.
Dictatorship rule. Oh, God.
That woman, though, the girlfriend, she's just trying to be nice, but they just really
know
that these people are in for some shit.
Yep, absolutely.
I would not be. I would probably cut ties with a friend like that. And because I'm not going to let him come invade my house.
Right. No, I think
he's a lunatic.
The wall there. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Whole person to be committing
robberies.
She
gets prettier as you're watching her, right? At first.
She really reminds me of someone. I can't figure out who. It'll come to me.
She's in trouble, though. She's in danger.
Yep, absolutely.
Man, and they're married to this guy. That's nuts.
All these people. Were they the one? No. It's the next people. Courtney and Josh are the one that got married by double proxy. Is that right?
That is insane.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I'm thinking of, I have never either, and it shouldn't be allowed. If you can't be in each other's graces to get married, then you're not going to get married.
Right.
It's over.
Agreed.
You can't get a freaking notary like that without having a lawyer involved and all this and that. And then even it's hard then too to sign a refinance. You're going to get married.
Right.
Okay. Shane from our Love After Lockup.
Oh,
Shane, yes. Sean. He got arrested. I saw last night. At first it said for assaulting a family member.
Okay.
Then the most recent booking said for animal cruelty causing death.
He killed
an animal.
Like
a dog, I bet you.
Kicked it or something.
Or left it to starve. Drowned it.
No.
Just neglected it. Mm. Thank God they do that as a felony. Good, you little scum sucking dog.
Damn, dog I dog. Was rooting for Shane.
Me too. I didn't. He looks drugged out.
Mm.
Look at it. Yeah, I put it in our Instagram story. He was arrested on May 8th. So it took that long for our investigators to find out.
Wow.
And those kids might have seen stuff. Fuck. Good job, Lacey. You stupid idiot.
Listen, they've seen worse.
He's released on recognizance. What a word that is. Can barely
on his own
it.
Recognizance. Yeah, I like that phrase.
It is. It's fancy. His birthday is August 6th. Well, you're not getting a card from us this year, motherfucker.
No more invitations on our podcast.
Man.
God. All right, let's talk Courtney and Josh.
Scumbag.
The worst. Okay, I think she's the special crazy one this season to me.
Who is it?
Courtney, the former corrections officer.
Oh, okay. And they're the double proxy because she was on probation. Okay.
Yes.
And the
love it.
I think that is cute. I'm kind of a big deal. I kept thinking about it, chuckling like a simpleton. Like, oh, that's cute.
You know what I loved? That she said the way that she got connected to him was reading his writings from prison. She was a corrections officer, so that means she was probably searching his shit and read his shit and became obsessed with him like a creep. Like, this wasn't like, I don't think he handed her papers.
You think he shared with her?
No,
maybe
I
she
think
walked down
a,
the
I
thing.
Probably
and
in a search. She's going through his shit and is like, ooh, look at him. What a mind.
She is nuts.
She's nuts.
And then she wore different wigs to go meet him. And then 8 weeks it took him. And then they find her. Why can't we have that on tape? Oh my
literally
goodness.
One of the greatest things I've ever heard. Like, she's literally walking into her place of employment to visit a prisoner in a wig, and it worked for 8 weeks. Look at that team of intellectuals ready to.
I knew it was a rule, but I didn't know it was a law.
And
I'm
then
sure they
one,
tell
like,
you 100 times over.
Yeah, when she was told, like, you know, he can't stay at her house or whatever, paroled to her house. She's like, I don't know why. It's like, maybe because I'm on probation. It's like, you fucking think?
And why can't he quarantine with her, though? That makes no sense.
Right. I don't know.
You know, I think maybe these, when you're an inmate, when you're a lieutenant, a corrections officer at a place like that, and you're a woman, those men must be just mouthing off like, hey, baby, all the time, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
but it's your fucking
job. So maybe they built a right. She's like, nuts. Yeah,
I feel like she forced the issue is what it feels like to me. And he was like, "Oh, I'll ride this."
We'll
see.
Love story. It's like The Notebook.
Yeah, beautiful.
Double proxy marriage.
Never heard of it.
What is getting married that important for? It's not. Nobody needs to be married that bad.
Oh, you know, related to just money. And all this situation with prison, when the mom was like, how I still don't understand when they say they give people 20 grand in a year, where does that money go? Like, commissary, what does that mean? Like, I that part blows my mind.
Must be drugs and
yes.
So I guess, yeah, there, if you give, even giving her $1,000 a month is only 12 grand.
30 grand are people's salaries in America. Do you know
what
I mean?
They,
like,
what is she eating?
A lot of money. I don't know.
It's got to be drugs.
It has
right?
to be. Has to be. Or she's like squirreling money away somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, can they transfer it out of
he
the
bought
commissary?
Her a car?
Right. Like, what's happening? It's wild.
Where does he work? I want to know.
Yeah, right.
In-N-Out probably pays people $24 an hour out here.
Seriously. How about Courtney?
Oh,
like
I did think about
pickle.
The bologna going in the pocket pussy.
Oh,
but
God.
That's a gross thought of mine. I just had you. To say that out loud. Which one?
No, Courtney dressing it as a pickle. Like, oh. And then laying on the ground like we were watching Blair Witch Project with the angle like, oh, he's coming.
Why can't they give us? I want to see the whole pickle outfit.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine you get out of jail and she's wearing a freaking pickle outfit? She's got crazy eyes.
Psychotic. She's nuts.
And that's scary. That's what the
when someone who's been married
three
times says like, all I want is to be a wife, like a psychopath, like anyone who's married three times should probably be like, you know what, I don't want to get married, like, not
it's
like,
over.
Oh, I just want to be in a relationship.
No, who wants to be married three times? Two's max.
Absolutely.
Somebody dies, somebody does something. I mean, come on.
After two, I feel like you should just be
this guy probably
partners.
Does not remember the dill. I mean, Kim Kardashian's married three times. If you think about it, three fucking times.
Yeah, it's crazy. God.
Who's watching Andy acting like he's freaking Barbara Walters over here doing the Kardashian reunion? Like, it's that important. They're not giving anything new.
No, they'll never give any information they don't want to give.
Oh, I thought this was very interesting. I wish I would have saved this TikTok, but I had never thought about it. The Kardashians are so fake that they even think that the whole Addison Rae with Kourtney is made up, even though I don't think it is, because Kourtney doesn't seem to play along that much. And they are a lot. They're alone a lot when they're not on camera, but they're saying they're using her as like trying to bridge the gap of, because Kendall and Kylie aren't around much, to bring in the TikTok
the
life.
Yeah.
And that she's kind of like an advertisement in a person form, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And they say that I never thought about this or realized it, when they go away on trips and stuff, they will have like VRBO all over everything, and that they form entire storylines and trips around a specific sponsor. And it's not like the sponsor fits into what they're doing.
Right. They're like,
and I never thought about it that way.
VRBO once, it was so nice.
But the
it's fake.
Everything's so fake that they're wrapping everything around a specific sponsor. Mm-hmm. And I never would have thought about that.
Yeah, it's wild. TikTok, man.
It's so fake with them.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry.
Super fake. All right. What else? Anything else on Courtney and Josh?
No, I'm excited to see. I can't wait for the.
Can't
that's the best when they embrace out of jail.
It's great. All right. Stanley and Lisa. Stanley. What a name.
I love Stan. Stan the man.
Dated 125 women since his wife died.
Jeez. That's
crazy.
How many women did he have sex with out of that?
It's a lot of people. Yeah, I don't know.
I love the married friend. He's like, give us your vicarious treat this morning.
Yeah, I love that. Like old men just getting their little joy.
He's been
day.
Banging old Barbara for 40 years, wishing she'd die, and his wife dies.
Just like him. Yeah, and
he's out on the playing field.
Him showing the photo, and they're like, oh, she looks healthy. She looks healthy.
Oh, that is such a funny way to think about it. It's sad that is where life goes. And
right.
I don't want to hear women say that their arms hurt or their legs hurt.
God.
It's true. You never think about that.
I think she
can just bend and fold the way he wants.
I think she may look a little different when she gets out, because the way that they were, the way she was like really underselling, like, oh God, I've gained some weight. I'm looking rough. Like, I feel like she may come out.
I look like
different.
My brother.
Yeah. What? Look like my brother.
That was hilarious. Cause she was a babe in the pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
His comb over. God. Don't you feel like that's an old 65?
These days, especially if you live out, it might be like a non San Diego, Florida, a cold weather 65.
Okay. Maybe.
Because I feel like my parents will stay younger. People do stay younger here.
Mm-hmm. Fresh
air. My parents were like 120.
But that's
because
we were young.
Exercise.
And
yeah,
everybody
but
old seemed so old.
You go to upstate New York and
yeah,
it's a hard 65 because you're sitting in the house, you know, no sun.
Yeah, you're
right. Just being able to get out and walk every day will really extend your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I feel like he lives somewhere warm. He looks like he's hit the tanning bed too much in life.
Absolutely. Many nights.
He's got a whole
there.
a whole drawer for those goggles.
So did he say, like, after a night they spent together, then she ended up in jail? Like, arrested?
She disappeared on him or something.
Little Tracy move. Oh, do you guys know this? I think we shared this. Tracy's pregnant.
Oh, God, I can't think about that. Can't Why either. The fuck is she pregnant?
I don't know.
Fucking poor baby. And she looks cracked out.
She does.
God. I think so. She always looks she permanently does. I mean, maybe she's not, but I doubt she's staying clean. She's probably still even smoking cigarettes.
I'm sure. Oh, it's terrible.
Why the fuck does the universe let her get pregnant and not some sweet family who's married and ready for a baby?
Right.
It's just so fucked up.
Look at you, a traditionalist, getting knocked up on a wedlock.
I just feel so bad. Yeah. Or anybody. I just feel bad.
Yeah.
Why the hell is she pregnant?
Maybe it'll sober her up. That's best case scenario.
This
I know.
Baby's going to be in the freaking system. Maybe or wherever the hell her other kids
calm.
Are.
Oh, God, you're right. She does have other kids. I forget that.
She has other kids and she's still fucking cracked out, getting beat up by guys. Now she's pregnant.
Terrible.
She will never, if she lives another 5 years, she's never going to get clean. Ever. I have no faith in her.
I think you're right.
I'm surprised she's alive.
Yeah, me too, to be honest. Oh, it's sad. We're rooting for you, Tracy.
It pisses me off. She should know better. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
She should know better. Not like her mother.
God, you already have a kid that you fucked up enough. Oh, sorry.
Anything else on Stanley and
all
Lisa?
All right, let's move on. I just thought it was funny when she said, I look like my brother. And he's rich. And you know, these guys, who cares? Let him spend money on some lady. They're each getting, it's a transaction. There's another
Dorian had a good point, though, as we were sitting here. He's like, if he's worth $1.3 million, like, that's how much money you need to retire. That's not like you're rich.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, my parents are retired and I'm way less.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
That's a nice retirement. Yeah.
It's okay. It's in California, you're all right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like he's a millionaire.
1.3, I think, is like a top 1% of retirement people. I don't think that's common.
I don't know.
I don't think that's
common. They say you need like,
yeah, well, people
close to that
the problem.
20 years. I know. We're fucked. Our generation, I saw like our generation's getting closer and closer to the age of like where we need a certain amount of money. And
I think that's very, very, I would be shocked. If even 10% of the country had 1.3 million, people don't even have a couple grand in their bank account. Most people.
Yeah, true. God, America. All right, guys. We're so excited to be talking this show again. Can't wait for next week. It's great. Love it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All right,
follow
guys.
Follow us on YouTube, everybody. Please do get ready. That's how you get notified.
All right, guys. We love you.
And you don't want to miss it.